let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, we did. Chris Uzinski, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. For those who are unfamiliar with the show, we're a show basically all about running and fitness and cycling. And sometimes we talk about triathlon like we did last week with our good friend Lionel Sanders, who's in Kona, getting acclimated and ready for the World Championships of Ironman over the next couple of weeks. It's a great podcast. If you want to check out that show, just go to runningflat.com or go to iTunes under Running Flat, and you'll hear all about Lionel Sanders. And he's a really, really interesting young man who's on this wonderful journey as a pro athlete and willing to share it. So, you know, it's a really cool story. At Running Flat, we have all these really neat interviews, and today is like all other shows. We got Dr. Michelle Prince, who's a good friend of the show's, and she's starting her new season up on AM 800 tomorrow night from 7 till 8. She's on. So she's going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit about health, nutrition, fitness. And then we're going to talk to some newly engaged folks who got engaged at Run for Heroes. And it's such a wonderful story when, you know, you can put on an event and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, you get the surprise that, there's a gentleman asking a young lady for her hand in marriage, and it's happening right in front of you. We're going to talk to both of them from Sarnia, Ontario, about that experience. And then, of course, we got Song of the Week. We're always in searching of great new music to put on your musical list, you know, when you're working out, when you're running, or just driving around in your car. We always search, high and low. And this week's another great song. And, of course, Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine, the editor-in-chief of that magazine, will be on with us at the very end of the show. But we're going to talk about something really important, and it's about the deaths that occur in marathon running. You know, if you've been listening to this show over the last, I don't know, 60-some-odd episodes that we've done in this show, you'll know that there's an undercurrent that runs along the show, and that is that, you know, at least you're out there and you're doing better than just sitting on the couch, and we try to inspire you off your couch and into, you know, your first 5K, or just run around the block, or just walk around the block. It doesn't matter. Just go out and do something that's going to be beneficial to you, and we hope that we can inspire you. And when you hear about, because we are in marathon season, after all, ladies and gentlemen, there's two really heavy marathon seasons, the spring, like May, and now into late September, October, going into early November, is the fall season for marathon running in North America. And, you know, within the seasons, you'll always get that spike of a headline that someone's died in a marathon, running a marathon. And it kind of sticks in people's minds. And as a runner, you know, people will come up to you and say, oh, why do you run? You know, people die in that sport and blah, 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 blah. And we just ignore them because they're just really just talking out of their butts because they really don't know what they're talking about. And we're going to kind of dispel that really all we're talking about is undiagnosed heart conditions. And Ben's got an interesting view of it. There was a fatality, unfortunately, at the Montreal Rock and Roll Series marathon this last weekend. And that's really what's kind of spurring us to have this conversation, which we will. And that's probably around 20 to the hour. So we'll talk about that as well. So anyway, we just went through Run for Heroes weekend. It was the last race that we're doing in Amesbury, Ontario. It was the last one for Run for Heroes. What an amazing weekend. What an amazing event. Got a chance to talk to so many runners who came up and were incredibly disappointed that the race is coming to an end. What's really beautiful about that event is the actual topography and the geography of the area. It's super flat and it's super scenic, especially, you know, there's Big Creek that you run along, and then the Detroit River that you run along, and then through the historic part of town. It's just a wonderful, wonderful race. And, you know, so many people have come to that race year over year over year. And really, you know, I have to say thank you. I have to say thank you to all the volunteers, the citizens of Amesbury, that really, you know, it's a privilege for us to use that infrastructure, and we thank you for it. And all the sponsors and all the volunteers and all the staff and all the runners, you know, who really make that event such a really special event every year. It's really dear to my heart. We have raised to date, not sure the new totals are. We know before the race, it was close to $153,000. For the Alzheimer's Society in the history of the event. The event itself is, you know, registered, I don't know, over 6,000 runners. It's a smaller race, over 2,000 of which were foreign runners to the region, folks who had to travel at least an hour and a half to come and race with us. And the economic impact of marathon running, and this I can do an entire show about, $2.8 million of economic benefit to the Windsor-Essex region caused by that race alone. $2.8 million. So we're really proud of that fact. Marathon runners and runners in general love to spend money. They love to travel. They love to experience life. And we were really happy that we could share all that with them over these years. So, you know, what's really important about this last weekend are some of the winners of the race. And, you know, I want to start with the half marathon because our good friend of the show here, my good friend, Jay Hudson from 89X, the program director and the guy you can listen to on 89X from 2 till 6 every day, won the half marathon. And he won it in stellar time of 1 hour and 17 minutes and 40 seconds. So congratulations to Jay. And Maria Burney from LaSalle was the female winner of the half marathon. The winner of the Superheroes 5K run was Ivo Oljasic, who's won a number of events with us over the years as well. He's from Windsor. And Megan Coutinho was the female in the 5K. In the 10K run, no stranger to winning our races, Ryan Allison won the 10K, and the female winner was Lisa Mayu from Tilbury of the 10K run. So congratulations to all those winners and all of you who participated in the Run for Heroes weekend. It was an absolute pleasure to put on that event, and it was a great time. So one of our last events of the year that we have to talk about is Zombie Chase. Zombie Chase is October 10th. It's one of these really great family events. So imagine being on the Detroit River in the shadow of the Ambassador Bridge down by the Ambassador Bridge and in that park, in the parking lots right near Askin Avenue and Riverside Drive. Just as the sun is setting, we release all the runners onto the course. And we have so much fun with that event because everyone pretty much dresses up as a zombie for that event. You know, we've got some musical acts. And the rules for musical acts for that event is they can only play music by dead people, you know, which, you know, isn't that hard to do, frankly. But that's one of the rules. We also got some zombie cheerleaders. We got the Grim Reapers again making a big appearance on that course. And it's going to be a lot of fun because we're also partnered with that night a food truck festival right next to us, which will be just hilarious once they actually figure out that we're a zombie run. The mixture of the crowds should be a lot of fun. And of course, that is one of our sponsors is Rock Bottoms for that event. And they always have great specials on that night, like a zombie burger or something like that for all the runners. Kind of show your medal and get a discount on the burger. So check it out, runningflat.com, Zombie Chase, great family event, super cool medal and great shirt. It's a shirt you definitely want to own in your repertoire of funny shirts. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800. A couple things I do want to touch base with you on. Pelee Island, sold out, totally sold out. There is a waiting list for that event. Runners from all over North America have signed up. It's sold out in just a matter of days. So for 2016, that event is completely sold out. And Le Chocolat in Windsor will be opening up shortly, just to kind of give you a heads up. Usually around the beginning of October, we'll open that up. And we've got some interesting changes that we're doing to the event that I think you're really going to like. So, you know, you're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. No cars go.
George Foreman.
Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
For free inventors information, call 1-800-452-7038. That's 1-800-452-7038. 1-800-452-7038.
Wind chose me to read this because my voice is so relaxing. Just like your Wind phone bill. Get unlimited data, talk, and global text for $39 a month. Plus, visit a store for our special offer. See windmobile.ca. Offer ends soon. Wind. True mobile freedom.
AM 800 Weather is sponsored by Devonshire Mall. We know you can't wait to check out Pandora and David's Tea, now open at Devonshire Mall. Visit devonshiremall.com for details.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. A few clouds with fog patches developing overnight. Look for a low of 9. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high 25. For Thursday, sunny skies and a high 26. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high 25. Saturday, sunny skies reaching a daytime high of 24. Once again, for tonight, a few clouds to start off the evening with fog patches developing after midnight, getting down to a low of 9.
Homemade dinner is great. Except for the homemade mess. Subway restaurants make dinner easy with any 3-foot-long subs for just $20 any day after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday, like turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. So get any 3-foot-long subs for just $20 every day after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday, and make dinner easy again. Subway. Eat fresh. Limited time only. Additional charge for extras. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable.
Local news all afternoon. The Afternoon News on AM 800. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. Our first guest on the show is no stranger to the show. She's been on a couple times. Dr. Michelle Prince actually hosts a show on Wednesday nights in this time slot that really talks about health and wellness and fitness and all that great stuff. And welcome back for another season.
Hey, thank you. And you as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great to be back. So, you know what? How are you feeling these days? I know a lot of people ask me who listen to the show on podcasts, and they say, whatever happened to Michelle Prince?
So, I know. So I'm here. Hey, I'm here well past when they told me I would be here. So I'm pretty damn proud of that. I think that's something to be said.
So for those who don't know Dr. Michelle Prince, she's a chiropractor. She owns the wellness clinic. And she's also beaten cancer.
Yes.
So, let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. My story was not unlike anybody else's. I thought I lived a pretty good, healthy lifestyle, did all the right things, took up running in my later years of life. I'd never done that before, was loving it. And then I thought I had a groin injury, which turned out to be colon cancer. No history of colon issues ever in my life. And then they teetered with some really scary diagnoses. Do we think it's stage 3 cancer? Do we think it's stage 4 cancer? So I went through my treatment. And, I'm never out of the woods. Unfortunately, the kind of cancer that I have, you're never really that out of the woods until you've hit that 5-year mark. So I'm a year and a half in, which was longer than mm-hmm. they told me that I would be here. So I'm pretty darn happy about that again. Every day you just do better, clean living. You keep on exercising and you keep the hope, faith and prayers and you take them for anybody who's willing to give them to you as well.
I know in the position that you're in as a public figure that you get those personal requests.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing for me with Alzheimer's because of my influence and my background with the Alzheimer's Society, and folks that come up to me and they know my dad had Alzheimer's for 22 and a half years and they know the story, and they'll stop you in the supermarket and they'll ask you, and it's a real privilege, by the way, for me to hear those stories from people. It's not a burden. I know some people think that, oh, I don't want to burden you, I don't want to problem you. I find it just such a privilege to be able to help you and share that story with you. So I know lots of people come to you when they first get the diagnosis and say, hey, what do we do?
Yeah, since I started the fan page for the radio show, it went up to like 3,000 fans on it. And really, I'm just putting the podcast on there and some of my experiences, of which I am not an oncologist, so I would always defer to what you and your doctor decide is best for you. But I chose to do a lot of alternative things, which is where, you know, a lot of people contact me when they haven't been given any more hope. And I'm not selling snake oil. I don't sell anything, for that matter. But I can only share my experience and say, I hope that you find someone that this might work for you, or maybe this might work for you, because everybody's story is so different, mm-hmm. where they come from, their past, their medical histories, and all those sorts of things. But I think one thing that gives me a little bit of insight is that I do have a healthcare background. So not only in dealing with messaging, like there's no great messages around cancer. I mean, we've just put the big C in front of it and empowered it when it should be a little C, and we need to take the power back and all of those sorts of things. So when I can talk about something alternative, or you know, even something like your next guest talking about heart attacks and running, first of all, if you took a crowd of 10,000 people and you put them in Devonshire Mall, someone's going to have a heart attack. Let's just say that. So to pick on people that are healthy, well, there's lots of other tests that our doctors don't run. You know, they're not running enough of their homocysteine panels on marathoners. They just think that they're a marathoner, so they're healthier. They're not running C-reactive protein enough. So these people are in what we think is the elite point of their life.
Right.
But the doctors are missing out on some really important tests that we have, but OHIP doesn't cover, but they're standards at Cleveland Clinic or Mayo Clinic. And so that's where, I mean, I'm saying this for running. I can bridge the gap because I know about these testings. And so I can bridge the gap in the cancer story a little bit and give some people some hope. Like, hey, have your doctor run this panel. You know, the test is going to cost you $50, but they can bill you for that. If you're okay with that, ask your doctor for the test. It's not a big deal. This homocysteine and C-reactive proteins should be standard on the OHIP panel, especially for elite runners. We don't want them dropping dead. Jeez, we want them to be speaking in schools and telling kids to exercise.
So when you talk about empowering and taking it back and making the big C a small C, what do you mean by that?
You know, I think that once you hear that word cancer, I mean, there are so many cancers that are curable. I just got the dumb luck that I didn't get one of the best great statistics with it. But truly, there are so many things that we know about, for example, my type of cancer with colon cancer, that if you do right, if you exercise 20 minutes a day, if you eat a plant-based lifestyle, if you cut down on your alcohol, those things will extend your life no matter if it's a stage 4 diagnosis. You can live a long time, and people are. If you pick up a little faith, a little spirituality, connect with your family more. These are all proven things. But you sit in a cancer clinic, and I've been in that chair, and I've heard them tell me the horrible news, and then I had 6 months to 2 years to live. And, you know, you go home and you think, holy crap, okay, well, why do I not eat healthy? If they think I'm on my way out and this is my doctor, you know, not giving me, you know. So let's just take that big C away. The big C sucks. Let's just bring in the little C and take the power back.
But isn't so much of that also being your own advocate?
Absolutely. You know, we really have to be. And I think that's changing. I think the internet pushed us there. You know, the pendulum swings both ways. We Dr. Google ourselves, and that's not healthy either. But at least it swung it away, and people are willing to say to the doctors, but I heard this or I heard that. And it may not be factual, but then it just gets the conversation going. We used to sit in the doctor's office, look at the white lab coat and say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, take the prescription pad and go. Now we're saying, but I heard this causes leg cramps, or I heard, you know, I could have a stroke with this medication. So we're asking questions. And I think any kind of dialogue is important in any disease.
And I think also that because information is so readily available to all of us, that a lot of times we know more than our doctor.
Unfortunately, in the situation with cancer in particular, we are outpacing our doctors with what's out there, because Ontario standards of care are always behind, because they have to do the studies before. So the drug comes out, then they have to do 10 studies on it, and then they have to do this when we want the drug. As the patient, we want the drug. I ran into this recently. I wanted to, for one of my maintenance drugs, be on it, but the standard of care in Ontario says I have to be on 3 different ones before I could even qualify for that one, even though in all my testing that I've done, that's the best drug for me. So now there's this disconnect. Okay, what do we do? What do we do? Now, everyone's not at that education level, obviously. I have an extreme advantage with my background.
Correct.
But, you know, we just got to push it further. We got to push it further.
And do you find that there's pockets, depending on the cancer, of really, really key clinics around the world?
You know, and there are, of course, there are medically, we would try to hope that what's happening medically is equal across the board. And I've had the privilege, because of my background, that I've been able to go to some of these world-renowned clinics. And for me, the outcomes would have been the same wherever I got my treatment. Now, that might not be the same for lymphoma or breast cancer. There may be better things elsewhere. Hopefully they're coming in line. Again, it's all government funding, and I'm saying this in an election year, so people vote for who you think is going to get the best health care dollars, because it's important. Now that I'm in it, it's damn important.
Wow. And what do you got happening this season on the show? Anything new?
We're going to do a couple of the cancer topics, but we're going to broaden it out, too, because I think there's a lot of other health topics that can lead to everything from fibromyalgia to chronic stress to... there's a great girl in Windsor named Heather Chauvin, and she has a mom in control program, because I'm telling you, when you're not a mom in control of anything, it can overtake your life. So she's on in a few weeks, and tomorrow we kick it off with Stephanie Fisico, and she is a plant-based wellness coach in the city of Windsor, and we're going to have her on the show and learn about why eating plants is just so much better than eating meat.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Always great to talk to you.
Thank
you're just such an inspiration. I mean, we've known each other for like 20 years.
I know.
And
look at the stuff we've been through. And we're here.
And more to come.
You got it.
Lots more to come. Thanks, Michelle,
for
joining us.
Take care.
Michelle's show is on Wednesday nights in this time slot, 7 to 8, here on AM 800 CKLW. And she's a real inspiration. And I welcome you to listen to her show. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on M800 CKLW. When we come back, there's Love in the Air here on Running Flat Radio.
Employee pricing ends September 30th. You don't want to miss this one. Rearview camera, air conditioning, and hands-free sync are now standard on the new Ford Focus.
The sound system is amazing. Play Playlist Rock.
Playing Playlist Rock.
Ooh, there it goes. My name's Nadine, and I'm shopping for a Ford Focus.
My name is Bailey, and I work for Ford.
If I get the same discount as a Ford employee, then that's a deal.
Lease the 2015 Focus SE for $97 biweekly at 0.99% APR for 60 months with $1,195 down. That's like $49 a week. With employee pricing, it's easy to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca/incentive.
Shoppers Drug Mart is a proud champion of women's health. Join Shoppers Love You and help us grow women's health in your community, because we believe you're at your best when you love you. Share the love by making a donation. 100% of the proceeds will support local women's health initiatives in your community. With your help, we've raised over $26 million since 2002. Help us continue to grow women's health again this year. Visit your local Shoppers Drug Mart to donate today.
Walk as a team, walk as an individual, walk in honor of a loved one. Sunday, October 4th, join the A-Team for the 4th Annual In Honor Walk. The event will be held at the Chicharro Club of Windsor Outdoor Track and Pavilion. Registration begins at 9:15, followed by honor ceremony and walk. Then don't miss the post-event brunch for all participants in the pavilion. Minimum pledge, $50 per person. Proceeds benefit In Honor of the Ones We Love. Sponsored in part by AM800. Visit inhonor.ca to download pledge sheets or call 519-816-2020. 2857 for more info.
Local news first. Everything you need for your drive home. The afternoon news on AM 800 CKLW.
A parent committee at Glenwood Public School is happy with one of dozens of grants that came to Windsor Essex to help our parent councils. We'll get details. And Mike Mayo brings the DVD report at 4:20 with the comedy Pitch Perfect 2.
Local news, weather, traffic, and sports. The afternoon news. Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
A Windsor man is going to jail for 7.5 years. 30-year-old James Pichet pled guilty to 19 offenses in July that included making and possession of child porn and sexual assault. The judge told a packed courtroom that three victims under the age of 18 were abused, as several people in the court wept during the proceedings. Windsor police are hoping surveillance video will help them catch some robbers. Police say around 12:30 Saturday afternoon, officers were called to a pharmacy in the 2700 block of Totten. The investigation reveals a male and female approaching the front counter and demanding narcotics, with one of the suspects pointing a handgun at the employees. The video is available at our website, am800cklw.com. The OPP is again warning motorists to slow down while driving through construction zones. There is currently ongoing construction along a 20-kilometer section of the 401 in Chatham-Kent, and provincial police say officers have seen speeds as high as 133 kilometers an hour through the zone when workers are present. Police intend to crack down on those who choose to speed through construction zones. In sports, Blue Jays taking on the Yankees tonight. Right now, New York with a 2-0 3-0 lead at the top of the second. Tigers taking on the White Sox. That game is scoreless. Essex 73s are home to Dresden tonight. From the AM 800 Weather Center, a few clouds with fog patches developing overnight, the low 9. Tomorrow, sunny and a high 25. Right now, it's 19 Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. This weekend, there's this great cancer run taking place. Actually, we're helping them out this weekend out in Leamington. Now, in Leamington, there is the Point Pelee National Park, which is the kind of the most southern tip of Canada that's attached to the mainland of the nation. And it kind of jets out into Lake Erie. And that's where we're doing a 1K, a 5K, a 10K. It's called Taking Steps Against Breast Cancer. And, all of that begins around 8 a.m. on Sunday for registration, and 10 a.m. is actually the start, and the walkers are shortly thereafter. They're raising money. It's the Canadian Cancer Society that's doing that. And all you have to do is go to takingsteps.ca for more information about that, and we'll see you on Sunday for sure. So our next story is really, to me, it's fascinating because, you work so hard to put on this amazing event experience for runners, and then something magical happens, and I'm telling you, it's love that's in the air on Running Flat.
Love. Exciting and new.
So, welcome to the show, Brian Spoert and Christy Johnson from Sarnia, Ontario. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
So I got to ask you, why don't you tell the listeners what happened this weekend at Run for Heroes?
Well, we prepared to run a half marathon, and I decided to propose at the end of the race.
That's unbelievable. And she said?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Christy, you're an accomplished runner, been running for a number of years.
Yes, I have been. I've done countless half marathons, 2 30K around the bay, and a full marathon.
And Brian, are you new to the sport?
Well, I'm new to running. I did all the sports most boys did growing up, but it was my first ever half marathon. Yeah.
So Christy's converted you over to our cult.
Yeah.
And I gotta ask you, what was a surprise, Christy?
Definitely a surprise. I had no idea.
How long you guys been going out?
Just under 3 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. But we've known each other our whole lives.
Yeah, we've known each other since we were about 4.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, elementary through high school, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, So how does running kind of fit into your lives now? Now that you guys are together and you're getting married and doing runs in foreign locales?
Running fits into our lives now in a way that it's going to be like a stress relief to like get out there and to run. And also we lead pretty healthy lifestyles.
Okay.
We're avid gym goers, and me being from being running and now getting him into running, I think now it's just going to be a part of everyday life.
That's wonderful to hear. And is there a running wedding in the works?
That's what everyone keeps asking, but I guess everyone's just going to have to stay tuned.
That's awesome. Was that your first time in Amherstburg?
Yes, it was.
Oh, nice. Did you enjoy the course?
I absolutely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something magical about that course. I really can't explain it. I ran it for years. There's just something just so, we talked a little bit about this on the last radio show, being that running is a very spiritual act, especially long-distance running can really become a very spiritual experience, and that there's something really magical about that course. I really can't put my hands on it. I mean, it's the history, it's the water, it's the nature. I don't know what it is, but it just really kind of defines that event.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? Thank you for choosing Run for Heroes, and thank you for that wonderful memory of getting engaged on our finish line.
No problem.
Wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye. Thank you too.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Brian Spoart and Christy Johnson, who got engaged at the Run for Heroes this last weekend. It was awesome. Check us out on Facebook, and you can see the pictures of their engagement. And also, check us out on Facebook anyway, because there's always new things happening and new and exciting articles out there. You know, every week we kind of search for a great song that you can kind of add to your playlist to kind of keep it fresh and keep it new. And this is like every other great song that we choose every week for you. This is a band called The Arcs, and it's called Out of My Mind on Running Flat Radio.
Watching TV better.
On Demand is now on Bell Satellite TV, so Mel can watch what she wants, when she wants. Whether it's top movies after work, the latest hit shows in the morning, or even a few episodes of her favorite series after her husband falls asleep. You snooze, you lose, Jerry.
The best satellite TV service now has On Demand, with the best HD on television and an incredible selection of movie shows and TV channels. Visit bell.ca/video on demand to find out what you need to get started. Bell, watching TV just got better.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. A few clouds with fog patches developing overnight. Look for a low of 9. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high 25. For Thursday, sunny skies and a high 26. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high 25. Saturday, sunny skies reaching a daytime high of 24. Once again, for tonight, a few clouds to start off the evening with fog patches developing after midnight, getting down to a low of 9.
Have a decorating project in mind? Then take advantage of the Benjamin Moore Sale, going on this week from Thursday until Sunday. Find your inspiration with the most spectacular collection of designer colors anywhere. Then get the second gallon of Benjamin Moore Regal Select paints at half price and spruce up your decor. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. You know, people always come to me because we always do a video for every single one of our races. And there's a company that we work with. It's called InsideYourBusiness.ca. That's actually the name of the company. And what they're really famous for doing is, you know how you can Google Earth a location, and then you can actually street view a location. Well, this allows you to street view and actually walk into the building and then look at everything inside the building and then pop back out. And that's what they produce. They produce all that inside footage for you and then integrate it into street view. Really cool stuff, I gotta tell you. InsideYourBusiness.ca, my good friend Chris Kritzis, who does all of our race videos and all our drone footage, which everyone always loves to see. And by the way, the Craft Draft video will be coming out shortly, I promise. I'm just having a couple issues with Beggar's Banquet on licensing some music, which we've purchased. So But it will be out hopefully within the next week. And then Run for Heroes should be also out within the next week as well. So, you know what? But without further ado, I want to get my next guest on because we're going to talk about heart attacks, and we are serious about this.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
My dear friend Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, welcome to the show, Ben. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
You know, you and I kind of went back and forth today about this issue of cardiac arrests during endurance events and well, marathon running. I mean, let's just put it all on the table. Look, you know, non-runners will kind of look at runners and say, well, why would you do that? Because you're just going to get a heart attack or you get bad knees. You know, that kind of off the cuff kind of comment that comes back to many runners. And, you know, there is some truth to the heart attack issues, but it's only because they're so unique that they get so much publicity.
Well, that's right. And there's some statistics, and there's some statistics that I used in my book that in cities holding a major marathon, on a day of a major marathon, fatalities will actually be down for the day statistically, because that means more people will not be driving, being from road closures. So statistically, it's much more dangerous to drive in a car than to run a marathon.
So don't complain about the road closures, people. Don't complain. Yeah. Don't complain. We're saving your lives.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what happened was I was at the Rock and Roll Marathon this weekend in Montreal,
yeah.
And a 34-year-old succumbed to a heart attack and passed away, which is tragic.
Yes.
But so the conversation's been going back and forth, and the Montreal Gazette's been doing a good job covering it. And, you know, that old saw comes back up that, you know, how dangerous is running? And there was somebody had to retract a statement saying that, you know, that running the marathon is what did it. But generally, I think a statistic you gave me was what, 99% of these are pre-existing conditions.
Absolutely. So I've deep dived this subject as a race director till like I drive myself crazy. My wife will tell you how crazy I am about this. We're so crazy. We own our own defibrillators.
Uh-huh.
That we keep on the course, that we keep in our trailer, which is kind of like our mini command center. And the reality of that is that, first off, 99% are pre-existing conditions that are undiagnosed, that people just don't know that they're running with. And that's why we always talk about the beginning of both marathon seasons of the spring and of the fall. Go see your cardiologist. This isn't rocket science. Go see your cardiologist. Talk to them that you want to be running. Tell them what you plan on doing. Have them do a full workup on you. And let them find and make sure, and they give you the stamp that says, go run. That's critical. It's absolutely critical, because 99% are undiagnosed heart conditions, period. The sport's not killing people. People just die. That's just the reality of it.
That's it. I had a guy in my, I was doing a clinic going from the couch to the marathon, and a guy got himself checked out, and the doctor said, look, you know, a marathon is very strenuous. Why? It's not, he had a double hernia, and he was in his late 60s, and, you know, his guy said, you know, you could probably do this, I guess, but it's just, I don't recommend it, and it's not good for you, and he didn't do it, and that's great, you know, that's absolutely fine.
So that's one issue, is undiagnosed heart conditions, okay? The other issue is where in the positioning that most people do go down in a marathon due to heart conditions is within the last kilometer of the race. Now, I know the woman in Montreal was like kilometer 7.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of out of that. She's the anomaly. The majority happen within a kilometer of the end of the run. Here's the scenario. The person's already doing 85, 90, 95% of their heart rate. They're coming towards the finish. They're going a little faster. You know, the crowd's cheering them on. Maybe the announcer yells, hey, you know what? You know, come on in and you can beat your best time. You know, whatever they're doing to encourage them to run faster. And they're now, all of a sudden, they're at 110, 120%. Of their maximum heart rate. and then they hit the stop. And that's what happens to most of those people. It all happens within that last kilometer of the run. And that's why at Running Flat, you know, we really work closely with the announcers and folks where we don't want to encourage people to sprint it in, to kind of drive that heart rate up above that plateau that they've already been running at for, you know, the last hour, a couple hours, whatever it is. So that's a real critical piece of information that most races now have, and they're changing the way they do things.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So yeah. So that's those are really critical things. You know, a couple of years ago at Run for Heroes, we pioneered with the Canadian Cardiac Center the cardiophone. And last year, we had Dr. Taibbi here, where we talked about the cardiophone and the way it works. Basically, for those listening, the cardiophone is like the size of a small cell phone. It's an amazing piece of technology because it's like that live EKG. Let's step back a second. In the old days, if you had a cardiac issue or you wanted a cardiac checkup, you went to see your cardiologist and they said, here's a little flight recorder you can wear with looks like a pager with the two leads. You wear it for a week or 10 days, you come back, you give them the pager size recorder, they download it, it takes them another week or two to download the information, then they actually get, you know, the full vision of what's been going on with your heart for that extended period of time. The cardiophone is a live feed to cardiologists sitting at a desk looking at all of your information. So a couple years ago, we pioneered at Run for Heroes that we would put it on all marathon runners. So just think of this. And those of you who are accomplished runners listening to this show, here's something that you'll probably come across in your career of running or have already done this. You go to the doctor and he orders you a stress test. You're an accomplished runner. You go on the little treadmill at the hospital or at the clinic, and they've got it fully cranked up, and you're not even breaking a sweat because of conditioning. So what we're doing at Run for Heroes during the marathon race was we were giving you a 3 or 4 or 5 hour, whatever your marathon time was, stress test. All that information was being recorded. All those small anomalies that could be happening to your heart were being recorded. It's an incredible tool for athletes to have that kind of information and the cardiologist to see what's going on. So, you know, yeah, Canadian Cardiac Institute, awesome, awesome place.
You know, my only point with that, too, is if people are planning on doing a marathon and they go get themselves checked out and the doctor finds something, and they hadn't planned on being checked out previously, then, you know, even the idea of running the marathon had saved your life.
Yeah, look, any which way you boil this down, running doesn't kill people. Running,
that's right.
Running is an incredible pastime that every once in a while gets a really bad rap in the media because somebody passes away.
Yeah.
People die every day.
Yeah,
and you know what? Big news. We're all terminal.
Yeah,
whether we like it or not, we're all terminal. And but in running, it just becomes front page news because it's very sensationalized, and it's very dramatic.
Yeah,
and
horrific. It's dramatic.
It's tragic because here's somebody trying to do something that they're really passionate about doing that they want to get done. Maybe it was a bucket list item of running. Maybe you wanted to get to Boston and you're trying really hard, and you know what? It's a terrible thing, but what's really critically important is that we take this lesson as people, as runners, as athletes, and go, you know what? It's been a while since I visited my cardiologist.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, it was a beautiful event in Montreal, and I was with the organizers and things, you know, right up until, you know, everybody, you know, you have 35,000 people and it's just, that's a lot of people. So everything is going swimmingly, but it's just that's what it is. You get a lot of people and, you know, it's no fault of the course or of the person of anybody. It's, you know, it's just one of those awful things. So it's just really, you know, it's hard to get my head around it that like we were just out there and we're celebrating, you know, it's a gorgeous day and so many people came out and there's rock and roll people do a fantastic job. And, you know, and then this happens. So,
yeah.
You know, it's,
Absolutely. I mean, look, in 2009, when the three died in Detroit, I was next to the young gentleman who died in the half. It's a mark you never lose, and you never forget.
Yeah.
But again, it's a lesson for all runners to just kind of stop, take a break, and go, when was the last time we got checked out? Let's get checked out, even though we feel good, you know, and maybe it's one of those items that you do on an annual basis or semi-annual basis, but definitely get checked out. I mean, it's just a bit of time.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And don't let that one runner die in vain.
Right. You know? Hey, what else is going on at iRun?
Well, let's see. Everything is going good. Our new issue has Rachel Hanna on the cover, and you know we're excited about her. She just did very well. And actually, your old buddy, matter of fact, tomorrow I am going out with our photographer to see Melissa Bishop and put her on the cover. Yeah, and I'll say that's thanks to you, the gold medal winner who I met through the show. So, you know, we're following up on that. So thanks. She's been terrific.
Melissa's awesome. She really is. I know that we spoke shortly after the World Championships about her coming, when she comes back to Windsor finally, to start back up to come on the show and guest co-host. She's such a delight.
And
just such a wonderful person. So looking forward to having her back.
Yeah, appreciate the connection. I'd only hear from her for 2 seconds to be like, okay, this is a good representation of the sport.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's so much stuff going on, right? I mean, we're talking about the beginning of really the marathon season. You know, like the September 20th weekend. You know, when you look at what's happening in Ontario, I mean, there was Ottawa, there was Montreal. There was us down in Amherstburg, and as we're going now through the season, then you'll see everyone else around the Great Lakes start to have their major marathons. You know, the one in Michigan. There's I think next week, we're gonna have Scotiabank folks on next week, so we're gonna be able to kind of go through what they have planned and what's happening in Toronto. It's just an exciting time to be in the running sport.
Yeah, this is the time. I mean, I know for myself personally. So I did 126 out at the half, and I'll do Oakville on Sunday, and maybe one more long run before Scotiabank on the 18th. But you know, that's really my goal run. That's what the summer's all been about, and you know, now it's time to put up, because I do these runs, like, you know, I was at probably 90%. At Montreal, and you know, again, maybe go at about 90% here, but to remember to go at 100% at Scotia. So I guess to people listening, like, you know, don't forget to pick one of these and really go with no regrets.
Yeah,
100%.
I've got my old friend Alan Brooks is going to be on next week, and we're going to talk about, you know, the Canadian Race Series that he has, and obviously Scotiabank, which is, you know, when you talk about, you know, the fall season in Canada, it's probably the premier event. Just like, you know, Ottawa Race Weekend is the largest one in the country in the spring. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges that people don't understand happen operationally with a marathon.
Oh, boy.
Never mind one that has like 600 road closures with it. And, you know, when you're in a large metropolitan region like Toronto or Montreal, you know, or even, you know, even Vancouver to some extent, there's a lot of issues, a lot of complexity in closing down a city of that size for that period of time. And it really is incredible when you see how well run it is, and how the everyone's really well trained and all the volunteers are trained. It's a machine, man. It's an absolute machine. And
I tip my hat to Alan for sure.
Yeah, I know. And he's a great guy, and he's a great ambassador for the sport as well. So we'll have a conversation about what's new with the Canadian Race Series and how else the series is going. So awesome.
Very cool.
Ben, it's great talking to you. I wish you all the best, and you know, we'll talk next week.
Awesome. I appreciate your time, and thanks so much, man. Have a good week.
Thanks, man. All the best.
Bye.
Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, here on AM 800 CKLW on Running Flat Radio. It's a great magazine. You can pick it up at your finest bookstores and also online at irun.ca. You know what? Very few times on this show that I actually get to kind of really tell you how much I appreciate the volunteers who come out and help us. You know, and no event of any size, especially the ones that we produce, could ever happen without just the sheer passion that the volunteers have for our events and for the folks that run our events. And it's one of those things where we do struggle from time to time for volunteers because some of our events are very, very intricate and take a lot of volunteers to pull off. A great example of that is the Color Run needs 250 volunteers, and we need close to 200 volunteers for something like Run for Heroes being a half marathon. And the folks that keep coming out time and time again to cheer the runners on, to play music for the runners on the side of the road, to hand out water and Infinite and to cheer them on, to help set up the start-finish line, to help tear it down, which is another really critical part, and cleaning up. And also, don't forget the Health Expo and all the other wonderful things that they help out with, greeting people. We can't do any of these events without you. So thank you. From absolutely the bottom of all of our hearts at Running Flat, you guys are amazing and you're really special people. And we love you. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800CKLW. Check us out on Twitter, our Facebook. You know, you can also check us out at runningflat.com. And if you want to, you can come and meet us at Taking Steps Against Cancer this Sunday at Point Pelee. Until next time, keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.